until then. And can you think of any different kinds of fences that you saw used?
Well, we used to fence the men with barbed wire, fences like that, and then I have seen folks that's cut posters and nailed plank strips across it, you know, to keep the stock in like that. Because people wasn't able to, you know, to buy wine. Those things was cheap then. Wasn't like it is now. It was cheap, but still it was cheap, but you didn't have nothing to buy, nothing with. Because you were working, but you wasn't getting nothing for it.
Well, how about you had just like a garden and you fenced it in? How would you like just fence a little garden in?
Yes, well, they kind of get wider, fence that garden in. They drive horses around and put that wire around, just like I got out there in my garden, put wire around to keep the chickens and hogs and things from getting in it. Yes.
Okay, now suppose you got company coming. And you're going to fix a big dinner, you know, and you're trying to really put on a dog for them, you know.
That's right.
And you bring out your good dishes.
That's right.
And do you, what do you call your good dishes?
Your chiny, I think.
Yeah, that's right.
Now your chiny. Oh.
If you, what do you use to like, carry out a container that you use to carry liquids out of a house in?
Jugs,
yes, or even bigger ones with a handle on them?
That's right, jugs, and let's see, what else? Buckets.
Yeah.
And you know, this plus one thing and another, the whole
I know when I remember staying with Gran, my mother's mother. Then she had an outhouse, you know, she didn't have any indoor plumbing, and we got up in the middle of the night and wanted to go to the bathroom. We didn't go take out of the house and go way out to the outhouse. You know, there was a container that we slipped up on the bed.
You call them mugs.
Right.
Call them mugs.
And I remember those too. Yeah. Well, have you always called them mugs? You ever heard anybody call them anything besides mugs?
No, I sure ain't. I ain't never heard nothing but mugs.
Slopjaw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Slopjaw. Now, that name, I'm back on them names. I'm calling on that paper there.
Yeah.
I sure am.
Yeah.
That's right. Yeah, some people call, when I was a child, all we called them then, Miss Judy, was mugs. But now people call them slopjaws. Mm-hmm. That's what they call them now.
That's right,
you
have to empty them up out.
That's
more.
Right, you
sure do. All right, what do you use if you want to cook some potatoes and, you know, you're going to put some grease in there? And what do you use, what kind of container you use to cook those taters in?
Well, we cook them in a stew pot, we call it.
Mm-hmm.
A stew pot.
Well, if you wanted to fry them.
We'd fry them in the fry. We'd call it a fry.
Well, and what did you call a great big heavy iron pot?
Wash pot.
Yeah, and do you ever use a heavy iron pot to cook on your stove?
Yes, ma'am. We used to call, all I ever heard was calling my mom always said, wash out that pot clean now, and we put some meat in there and put the top over it, and we're going to pick some greens and things like that and cook them.
If you got, you got some pretty flowers up there, and what kind of container you put those flowers in?
We used to put them in fruit jars.
Mm-hmm.
And in vases.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's what we used to do, put them in fruit jars and vases.
Well, when you're